Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Oh, I'm so fired up, Paulie. We have in-studio guests this morning. Want to welcome to Ben and Woods. It's just such a sight for sore eyes. Adam Hawk and Ryan Engel in studio. Fellas, welcome. Welcome. You got out of radio. Where did I put you? Right back on the radio. Welcome back.
I love it. Woody,
does that work, Paulie?
Can we hear me loud and clear?
No, we got you now.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you for putting me back on the radio. I had missed it. It had been
3 days.
All of 3 days, and I was jonesing for the airwave. So thank you so much, Woodsy.
So it's like I told you, man, I want to talk about the present right now, which is Nation Golf. You and your buddy here, Ryan Engel, co-founders at Nation Golf, which once we explain to our audience what you guys are doing, I think they're really going to get behind it. But I want to talk a little bit about the past because I am a radio nerd. I'm fascinated by it. I wouldn't be sitting here. Paulie wouldn't be sitting here. All of us wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for Jim Rome, especially on the West
Woods.
Coast. That's the most surreal moment of my career. Having Romy, Ben, Woods. So you essentially, Adam, I saw this come down last week, and it took all of 5 minutes for me to go, Paulie, I got to talk to him. I want to talk to him. Mm-hmm. You were able to leave radio on your terms, which is such a rare thing in this business. So how did it all come about?
I've been in the business since 2009, which when you talk to radio lifers, that's not that long.
No.
When you talk to other people, that sounds like you've been doing it a while, 13 years, but in our business, that's kind of like you're at your half-life or something.
Right.
But I guess at the ripe age of 34 with a couple of kids, I just kind of looked around at my life, and I was kind of just watching everything happen peripherally, off to the side. I was not as present as I wanted to be because you know in this business, you're always chasing content.
Always.
You're plugged into everything. Your job doesn't stop when the show's over. You got to go watch games.
Right.
Never stops.
Never stops.
And now in the age of social media, you're almost responsible for following these guys 24/7 because they provide so much content on their Twitter feed and on Instagram. And if you're not plugged into all of that, you're kind of missing it. So, you know, I was just working a lot, and that's not to disparage the show that I was on. I've worked a lot at every show that I've been on. And if you're going to work on a show as big as the Jim Rome show, you would expect that you would be working a lot. So I have no qualms about that. It was just, to be honest with you, it was like the fire finally ran out.
Yeah.
And I had a very candid conversation with Jim. We talked about it on the air on my last day. There's no ill will at all. It was just, you know, it's time for me to try something else.
Sure.
And that something else was what we'll get into later, which is building my own business with one of my best friends and my business partner, Ryan Engel. And I just felt really called and compelled to just push all the chips in and bet on myself. Now, you know, from being in this business forever, like, it's a weird thing to think about not being in the business.
Very much.
Do you ever, like, think about what you would do if you weren't?
Yeah, so there was a time I wasn't in the business, and I was out of it, and I had to work my way back into it. And I did, you know, I shoveled a lot of S to get back to where I needed to be. And but that it calls to you. You know, it calls to you. This is a fun gig, and I really enjoy it, to be honest with you. Don't tell my bosses. The fact that I get paid at all and I work 3 hours a day. Now, like you said, it never turns off. I get grief from my wife, my kids all the time.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. I'm like, they're about to make a trade. Like, you know, and it's when you really think about it, it's kind of stupid, you know, and but it is a constant search for content. How can we be funny? How can we be different? Now, Romy, though, we're talking to Adam Hawk, used to be Jim Rome's producer, set out on his own. Really exciting and cool story. Romy's such a machine. How did you fit into that machine? Was it intimidating when you first started? I mean, he's an intimidating guy. I've met him before. We've talked to him. He's a legend. I mean, he is like in, he is, if you're stupid, Mount Rushmore, he's on it, you know, for sports radio.
No doubt. And I was a fan before I was a producer. I think everyone that worked in sports radio was a fan at some point or still are of Jim Rome. And so when I got there, there was an intimidation factor, but there was also just a wow factor. Like, I can't believe I'm in the same room as this guy watching him do his thing. This is incredible. How can I add value to what he's doing? That's the hard part, is like, he's so good at this. What can I do that will make
What am I going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jim, you need to try it like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's tough.
Right. And there's a learning curve for sure, and you have to be willing to weather that storm of wondering, like, what am I doing here? And so it was just a matter of finding my place, and as soon as I found it, then you trust yourself and you trust, like, hey, I can make this show better. And I found my lane, and it took me a little while. It took me a couple months, but as soon as I found it, I think him and I had some great chemistry, and we had a really fun run for 5 years. And I said it on my last day, and I'll say it again. When you work for him and you work for that show, you just get, like, a work ethic and a grind that you really don't get anywhere else. And I've worked on a ton of shows before, but this one was just at a different level. So I told him this, I will take a lot of what I learned from there into the entrepreneurial side of my life, because waking up early and working hard, that's a pretty universal thing that you can take anywhere. So that, I thank him for that, for sure. That was great.
Now, it's interesting, too, because in my mind, here's my question, because I'm nowhere near the level of a Jim Rome, career-wise, money-wise, talent-wise. Here's what I think, though. Is that dude still grinding it out? Like, is it, in my mind, I'm like, oh, it's Jim Rome. He comes in at, you know, let's say the show starts at noon. He walks in at 11:58. Like, all right, the king is here. Here we go. And I can just wing this thing. Uh-huh. He still grinds out a lot of what he does, right?
Absolutely.
Now, I know he has a team made up of guys like you.
Sure.
But his work ethic is still there after all these years?
Yeah, and that'll be his legacy, is the work ethic.
Is it too much? Does he care too much? It's his name.
That's a question for him, I guess, right? Like, I don't think so, because, you know, working in this business, like, you guys have a 5 to 9 show. It's 4 hours, but you probably put 12 hours of prep into something that yields 4 hours of airtime minus commercials, really 2 hours of airtime, right? So you work really, really hard to get a little bit out there, and that little bit has to count because your listeners get your show for 10 minutes while you're doing it for 4 hours. So I respect the fact that he shows up early, because I've worked on shows with former athletes who will show up at 10:58 before an 11 a.m. show. They'll kick their feet up. They don't even take their sunglasses off. And they rest on the laurels of, hey, I played in the league, which means I can talk about this stuff without even thinking about it. Well, you played one sport. It was 10 years ago. You're not really plugged into anything anymore. And the audience has so many choices these days that if you're not on it, I mean, not only are they going to switch the station, they're going to open up their podcast, they're going to do whatever they want. So he grinds out hard, and you're not likely ever to find him out of touch on anything that's going on in the sports world, which I think is what the listeners expect, you know?
Yeah, so
he delivers on that.
100%. Well, and your guys' job as a national show, too, you got to open up your horizons a hell of a lot more than we do. I mean, we're the home of the Padres. Like, Padres baseball is our bread and butter, and we're dialed into that. You know, NFL headlines pop up, sure, we'll hit it. You know, playoff season, whether it's Stanley Cup, NBA Finals, of course. But, like, we kind of have our lane. I mean, the thought of a national show, like, you're watching every UFC fight, you're watching every soccer game, you're watching it all.
Yeah, and I would also say the flip side is that opens up your horizon to, like, talk about more topics.
Yeah.
While you guys probably, you know, local is really cool because you guys form a very intimate relationship with your audience, and talking Padres baseball, especially right now with how loaded that roster is and how fun of a team they are, and Tatis being, like, the face of baseball, that's got to be super fun. But working on a national show, yeah, you do have to watch everything, but at the same time, you have a lot more to choose from.
Yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword. You know?
That's true. There's like, oh, well, let's spin the wheel of topics. We're like, no, what, we got to talk Padres. And we want to talk Padres. Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, for me, I'm totally content doing this until I'm done.
Yeah.
And if that's a year, great. If it's 10 years, if it's 20 years, I'm good. I don't have any aspirations beyond this. It's weird. This is it. I've made it in my mind. You know, yeah. This is the pinnacle of success for me. And, you know, it is important, though, to make sure you stay on that grind. Now, Adam Hawk is here with his buddy Ryan Engel. Now, you two have done something really cool. Now, I feel like with my transformation into golf, I hated golf about 15 months ago, I'd say. I hated golf with a bloody passion. You know why? Because I was terrible at it. Mm-hmm. I was terrible at it. Played baseball. Hated golf. Had a slice. Slicing is not fun at all.
Right.
I've always respected it because it was so hard. Now I started getting into it. Paulie got into it. We're all into it. Our audience now is slowly getting into it. They're sending us videos. You guys are doing something at Nation Golf, which is you're bringing the old school kind of back to golf. And it starts with what? It starts with an attitude. It starts with the apparel, what you wear. It's awesome. Fill us in. So who started the company? Adam, Ryan, you guys started together?
Ryan Engel started it, and I'll let him tell the story in just a second. But when I saw what he was doing on Instagram, you know, the internet makes the world a very small place.
Very.
And I just was looking for golf clothes that kind of represented who I was.
Yes.
And they just weren't made at all. And then my algorithm kicked me over to Nation Golf. I saw it, and I thought to myself, these are the coolest threads I've ever seen. Why does he only have 1,800 Instagram followers?
Right.
I got to go meet this guy and figure out, like, what's going on here? Can I get in on this, and can we build this together? Is there a reason why the following doesn't match how cool these clothes are? But the story starts with Ryan Engel, and he can tell you exactly how Nation Golf came to be and why it is what it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just really wanted to...
Yeah, you can do it. Go ahead. Live your fantasy right here. Yeah. That's what
we're
here
for. Hearing all that from Hawk, it's great. And, you know, to touch real quick on his career with the Jim Rome Show, I was just absolutely fascinated in the fact that he did so well on a sports show without ever watching any sports or knowing anything about it, you know. And
same here.
Yeah, it's uncanny how well of a job he did with that. And when I learned that, you know, when he fanboyed me and came
right.
and met me and was like,
"Hey,
can I please be in your company?"
Right,
you know,
I
was like, "Yeah, maybe. Let me see." You know, he had this big nerdy list and the whole thing, and I was like, "All right, well, the kid's got work ethic. I'll give him that." But then when I found out that he was so good at his last job without knowing anything about the subject matter, I was like, this is my guy.
I got to have him.
Yeah.
So you started Nation Golf. Why?
Well, I grew up with, I'm 40. And I think a lot of people from my age can say that their grandparents were probably the coolest people they knew.
Right.
And it was just that era.
It was the era.
It was that time frame. And my grandparents had retired out to the Palm Springs area. They had a house out there. And we grew up going out there for Easter and Thanksgiving and playing in, you know, junior clinics and what have you. And I saw the end of an era and in like the way that the guys carried themselves and joked in the locker room and, you know, their steel spikes crunching on the concrete and the smell of the cigar and like the off color jokes and just like you're just, you know, slick back hair matching from head to toe and you're like, wow.
Slick.
You know,
yeah. I thought when I saw some of your gear on Instagram, I thought, man, this is the era my dad grew up watching,
totally.
the Arnold Palmers of the world, the
yep.
Seve Ballesteros, the guys that looked like $1 billion,
yep.
$1 billion, and they were badass golfers,
yeah.
and they were cool. That, I mean, the iconic picture, I'm not encouraging smoking for anyone, but the iconic picture of Arnie
totally.
With the cigarette, you're like, oh my God, that's it.
That's James Dean.
That's James yeah. Dean. It's yeah. it right there. And yeah. so you guys have taken that old school feeling, brought it back to golf. Now look, fundamentally, I was reading kind of through the things, and we were talking about it on text yesterday, and I went, look, I'm a super competitive golfer, even though I'm terrible, and I don't really drink much on the course anymore. I started looking at your things. I got to start more on the course. I really do. I think I need to start smoking cigars. I need to relax a
yeah.
little bit. I'm not going out for the tour. Let's
yeah.
go have fun,
yeah.
have a drink or two, relax, have a cigar. That's kind of what it's all about.
I feel bad for sober people because when they wake up, it's as good as they're going to feel all day.
As good as they're going to feel all day long. That's exactly
but,
right.
You know, in 72, my grandfather went over to Hawaii with a couple friends and the head pro of the club he was at the time, and they played in a scramble tournament, which was a new format to golf at that time. And over lunch, he basically was like, oh, we should have done this, should have done that. And the head pro said, you know what, TK, why don't you have your own damn tournament? You know?
Yeah, do your own.
So he had one for 30 years. I grew up playing in it as a grandchild.
Yes.
And, you know, after his passing and stuff, we started our own kind of in his honor out in the desert, really taking the blueprint from how he did his with the era, and it's almost a glorified costume party. Like, everyone knows that, like, we're going back in time for this thing this weekend. Cool. And it's a full celebration. And so anyways, long story short, the brand built off the success of that tournament, and it was the same thing. It was like, no one's really making these true, you know, period correct clothes of that era that I loved so much. And we're just having a lot of fun doing it. We're not following any trend forecasts, or we're really just blazing our own trail. And
I love it.
And we have a lot of great, you know, historic figures to look at for Inspo. So
yeah, that's the best part, is we don't have to forecast fashion. We just flip the history book back to 1950, 1960, 1970. And you said, you know, looking at that picture of Arnold Palmer, he looks as good then as he does today.
Right.
So there's this whole concept of timeless apparel. It's being photographed at a certain time and it holding up throughout time.
Yeah.
And so that
picture's 50 years old, you know, or whatever. It's
and
you look
amazing.
At it, you're like, dude, if that guy walked in right now, we'd all like push our watch. We'd be like, hey, don't look at that dude. Don't look at that guy. Like, he's
so real quick.
He's a badass.
You said you don't really drink on the course, and we don't have to do any of this right now. It's early, but we did make our own beer.
Amazing.
Called Swing Lube.
Swing Lube.
We brought it for you guys. Yeah, so if you want to lube up your swing. And by the way, these are ice cold, so you do it. Are we doing this?
Yes,
we're doing this.
Okay.
Why not?
All right.
It's Monday.
Hot. You got it. So
Swing Lube.
We collaborated with a local Los Angeles brewery called Indie Brewing Company, and we asked them for everything. We said, can we do a 12-ounce can? Because every craft brewery does a 16-ounce.
Right.
But this isn't period correct. There was no 16-ounce.
No, this did not exist.
Right. Can we do a white can? They said yes. Can we call it Swing Lube? Yes. Can we put our logo on
so
it?
Cool.
Yes. Can we get a gold top? And those are hard to find these days. So they said yes to everything. They turned this beer around in 2 months.
It's absolutely
fantastic,
delicious.
Man.
Yeah, thank you. So a lot of people, you know, when you create a beer these days, everyone just goes for the IPA or the hazy
right.
IPA. We were like, look, this is a beer by golfers
for golfers.
So it has to be a beer you would drink when you golf. If you had a hazy IPA, one or two of them,
you're toast.
You start seeing
four
golf balls, you're swinging out your ass, you're falling over. This is a crusher. It's a Kolsch style ale. It's like a very crafty, almost Miller Lite, if you will.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
So you just,
but it's refreshing, it's good, it's light, and it tastes like it's a beer that can be absolutely crushed on a golf course.
Right, and 4.5 ABV means you can have three on the front, three on the back, and make it home safe to everybody.
You're good to go. Oh, my God, man. This is so good. I love this thing that you guys have created. Where can everybody find all of this?
Go ahead, buddy.
Well, you know, we've got a number of places. I think you can go to the Google locator.
The Google locator. Just Google.com.
Indie Brew Co.
No, you know what? I'll take care of the kids. This isn't Ryan's.
Adam's the beer salesman guy, and he just pointed me. Yeah. Hey, pull something and just do this
right now.
You know
what? Now. When I met Ryan initially and pitched him on me, I said, look, you guys watch Breaking Bad? You ever
seen? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Am I talking into the right mic?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. So I said to him, you're Walter White. You've got the best meth in the world, but you don't know how to sell it.
Correct.
I'll be Jesse Pinkman. You take care of making it. I'll take care of moving it.
You're a great Jesse Pinkman, by the way.
Thank you. So we bring two different things to the table.
I mean, you're not screwing around. You're more like a Gus Fring.
Oh, yeah, you're like Gus. That's very, very true.
So I know this is not a visual medium, but we did bring you guys some things. And can you tell us while I'm unboxing this about this San Diego State golfer you guys are sponsoring?
Yeah, so his name's Steve Shigemoto. He's incredible. And he is such a good representation of our show. He's a big listener to our show. And we grease him a couple $100 a month. And then we gave him our Padres tickets yesterday. Going to hook him up with one of these shirts from Nation
that
Golf.
Is incredible.
And he's out there just trying to crush it right now.
Awesome.
Congrats, by the way, to Xander Schauffele. Picked up a gold medal. That was Steve's mentor.
Wow.
So, yeah, man.
Posted a picture of them when they were like 5 years old.
It's so
awesome.
Cool. We're going to get to play golf with Steve tomorrow for the very first time. Dudes, we are out of time in 1 minute, but I want to send everybody to buy your products today. Where can we send it?
NationGolfCo.com. You can check us out on Instagram, too, at Nation Golf.
And then your tips, what's the tips?
Tips from the tips. I have a very satire golf motivational speaking page.
Just making fun of golf coaches and golf
Instagram. Yeah, it's so good. Like, but me and like all the things I like.
If you guys don't like the clothes that we're making and it's not your style or whatever, just a form of support would be either following us on Instagram, at Nation Golf, or telling your friends and family or your fellow golfer. I literally left my lifetime career at the peak to go and branch out on my own. So anything you guys can do to support it would be great. And just the fact that Pauly hit me up yesterday and Woodsy, you had us in, it's so awesome to come in here and do this.
Dude, it's such a pleasure to have you guys.
My only question, you guys are dressed sharp.
So
these
sharp.
These are sharp clothes. Is it true, look good, feel good, feel good, play good?
No, it's not.
No. Not true at all.
It is true, though, that playing bad has nothing to do with being a good
guy. I'm not guaranteed to break 90 tomorrow wearing this shirt.
No, but you'll get compliments and you'll look like the slickest dude.
You'll look great.
I'll take that.
Yeah. You can control that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.